And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and with me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. Matthew Bechtold, a gastroenterologist at MU Healthcare. Dr. Bechtold, how common is colorectal cancer?
It's actually more common than people realize. It is the third most common cancer in the United States, and actually contributes to the second most causes of cancer deaths in the United States today. You look at about 150,000 new cases of colorectal cancer per year is found in the United States.
Who's at risk for developing colorectal cancer?
Most people are at risk. You get higher risk as you age. The reason being is as people age, their body cannot fight off tumor cells as well that it used to, so you get to be more at risk with the colorectal cancer. The age it seems to be the highest risk is 50 and above, unless you have reasons to have a higher risk with family members having colorectal cancer at an earlier age, you might be susceptible at an earlier age.
Are men more susceptible than women?
It's about the same. Gender doesn't make too much of a factor.
How do you screen for it?
There's multiple ways to screen for colorectal cancer. Right now, the most recommended way is a colonoscopy, where a scope is inserted and actually looks for precancer polyps, and if they're found, they can be removed at that time. There's other ways to treat it that are less invasive if you choose to do so. There's special cards you can get that test for blood in your stool, and if they find that, then you're more likely to have the colonoscopy at that point. There's also some newer tests that are more expensive that are coming down the way, but they haven't been completely studied at this point, so they're a lot less available.
So the colonoscopy is probably the best test that you can have that would give you the best indications whether or not you have colorectal cancer or not.
Yeah, right now it's the one modality that can actually find it and treat it at the same time. And the key with colonoscopy is you can treat it before it gets to the cancer. So you treat these polyps that maybe in 10 years they'll grow into a colon cancer, but if you get them now before they're a colon cancer, you beat the colon cancer before it starts.
So while you're having the colonoscopy, which is a diagnostic tool, if polyps are found, they can remove them right then rather than have to schedule a second or third procedure?
Absolutely. That is true. We remove them right at that first time we see them.
When you're doing the diagnostic test and you find the polyps and you say you can remove them, are there ever times where you have to kind of reevaluate and then make a decision whether or not they're removed, or do you just remove them right then?
Most of the time we remove the ones that we can. The times that where we may have to reevaluate is if they're a very, very large size, or depending on what type of polyp and where they're at, could make them a higher risk for taking out. But most of the time, it's just small polyps that we can get out pretty quick and easily, and we tend to do that.
Okay. Is there any kind of recovery time with that when that's done?
Nope. The same recovery as if you didn't have any at all. It's pretty much just kind of recovering from the sedative medications we give you.
I mean, what's the experience for someone having a colonoscopy?
The most people who have it done don't remember even having it done because the medicines are good with that. The one thing that if people do feel anything, it'll be more like gas pains, building up of air. And the reason for that is when we're in doing a colonoscopy, we put clean air in there to kind of open up the bowel so you can actually see the walls and see everything so you don't miss any of these small polyps that could be hanging out. So a lot of times the body thinks that's stool, so the colon kind of cramps down a little bit. So you may feel some crampy gas pain with it, but most time people with the medications don't feel anything.
How long is the procedure? How long does it normally take to perform a colonoscopy?
It usually takes about 20 to 30 minutes. The longer we take on the withdrawal and coming out, the better chances we have of seeing polyps. That's been shown in multiple studies. So we like to take our time. I like to come out slowly so we can make sure that we see all the walls and all the folds and make sure we get any of those polyps that are in there.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. What are the symptoms of colorectal cancer?
Well, most of the time, there are no symptoms. That's the problem with colorectal cancer. But if you do start having symptoms, the main one is blood in your stool. It could be a change in bowel habits, meaning that you've gone from being a regular person to more constipated and having a harder time going to the bathroom. Those are the two big ones that people usually get. Rarely do they get abdominal pain, but it's possible. But that's kind of a rare time.
And you say you want to catch it early, and screening's the best way to do that. But if a person were to have these symptoms that you describe, does that make the outcomes not as good as if they had screened for it?
Yeah, for the most part, if they've had these symptoms, that means they probably have some type of colon cancer in their colon or rectum. And at that point, it's more of a diagnostic rather than screening. So we're going in there to find out where it is and how bad it is. Whereas screening, if you got it done 5 years before, we could have maybe got that polyp out before it turned into that cancer. So that's the key with screening. Only about 60% of the population is being screened appropriately for colorectal cancer, which is why it's still the second most common cause of cancer death in the United States. The fact is, with these national campaigns and with Katie Couric's presentation of her colonoscopy on the Today Show, we're trying to put out there more awareness among the population to get this screening test, okay? Because if you get screened appropriately, it is a very preventable cancer. And my idea is you got to beat cancer before it starts. And by doing that, you do the colonoscopy or you do the screening mechanisms, you get those polyps taken out before they grow into a colon cancer.
Is there anything that you would like to add outside of what I've asked you?
If you haven't been screened and you're over the age of 50, or if you have people in your family with colon cancer and it kind of runs in your family, talk to your doctor. Get checked out. Get screened for colorectal cancer. Colonoscopy is a lot less of a problem than colon cancer.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Dr. Bechtold for being my guest. From Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Thank you, Jeff.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.